Blog Talk Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. Looks like we're having a bit of technical difficulty. Hang on. Let's see if we get this resolved. Hopefully, y'all can hear me. Oh, my goodness. Let's see what's happening. I don't know what's up. All right. God dang it. Okay, so we are live. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Let's do this. Mama, what's up? It's Memorial Day.
I want some ribs myself.
Some ribs? Is that right?
Yeah.
When did ribs get synonymous with every holiday?
No, ribs are for the hot holidays. It's hot today.
Okay.
We need some ribs.
So you can't have ribs for Thanksgiving?
No, I don't need that. We need some.
There we go.
Put your hands together for Rodney.
Nickelodeon. Not only is she an actress,
a singer, but she's also putting on her producer hat, hooked up with my man Nick Cannon. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, welcome to the show, Kiki Palmer. How you doing, Kiki?
Hi, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Man, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. You got a movie dropping today. You got an album that dropped last week. You are doing it.
Well, thank you so much. I'm trying.
Now, I had an opportunity. I met your family, like, at the LAX airport one day, and they were just so real, so cool. Is that a part of your mystique come just from real folks?
Yeah, my parents are really real, and they always made sure, like, I was never in situations or anything where I could start to get out of that real, you know, that real place. Like, most
mm-hmm.
of my friends are really normal, and my parents, we never try to do too much. We always just try to keep it real down home, because in order for you to not become a part of that bubble that, you know, people end up getting a part of sometimes, you have to find ways to keep yourself down to earth.
Yeah, very true. Now, let me ask you this, because I've run into this as a comedian. Like, my daughter had her sweet 16 birthday party this past year, right? And one of the things, she stopped me. She was like, "Dad, you know, I love you, but could you not come?" And she didn't want me to come because she didn't want me to overshadow her moment.
Yeah,
and so
that's real.
That's very real. Have you had to deal with that in your own family, in your own life?
Well, not in my own family. Like, actually, with my sister, she sometimes is, you know, I had to push her away because she would be too comfortable and okay with living in my shadow. She was very, you know, all right with it. And, you know, but I had to let her know that that shouldn't be your life. Your life shouldn't be behind me. Your life shouldn't be hanging with my friends. You should have your own thing. You should be able to do your own stuff. You shouldn't be okay with just being my sister. You know what I mean? If anything,
yeah.
that would be the way that it went. But my like with my friends and stuff like that, like my friend, one of my girlfriends, sweet 16, she had like a little day at Six Flags, and I was really upset because people kept coming up to me, and I just felt like so selfish, like it was making it about me versus making
right.
it about her day, you know. And there's nothing I could do at that time, at that time to control it. But that's one of those moments where I was upset because I didn't want to, I was happy, you know, thankful for my fans, but I didn't want to stop, you know, and take things away from my friends. Day. So those are moments where I just kind of feel bad and I wish that I could turn it off so I would be able to share days with the people that I love and, you know, not take attention away from them.
Kiki, take me back, Barbershop 2, back in business. You played Gina's little niece. And that was really kind of your introduction to the collective mindset. What was it like? Did your life change immediately? Or, I mean, when the movie hit, did you feel it, like, right off the bat?
Definitely not. It was a gradual change as far as becoming who I am and people knowing my name and getting fans and things like that. That took a long, you know, it was a gradual thing. But I have to say, it started really happening after Akilah and the Bee came out and the Madea family reunion. People would really know me from those films because those are some of my most popular films. And then after Jackson VP, the show that I did on Nickelodeon, things really just, you know, skyrocketed as far as my celebrity is and people knowing me and my life really changing.
Right, right. Well, we cannot not talk about Akilah and the Bee. Such a great movie, such a great heart to it. When you first read this script, did you cry? Because I was in the audience weeping.
Yeah, my whole family. I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about that when we did that. We read the script as a family. And my whole family and I were, like, playing different characters, and we had laughs, and we had serious moments, and we had tears. So it was a fun time as a family. That movie made an impact on us as a family.
It's such a great movie. You did such an incredible job, and you know, as a father too, there's not a lot of great role models out there. I have five girls, so
yeah.
you are a great look for me personally. And when I say look, I mean physically, like who you are, how you carry yourself. Is that a lot for you to carry such a big thing all the time?
It's not necessarily. I mean, it is. It can be a lot, but you know, I just try my best to everything I do. I talk to my parents about, and they approve of, and so I mean, it's just, you know, that's. I just talk it over with my family. As long as they feel that it's a good decision for the for all of us, and I'm pretty cool with it. And you know, some people may have different opinions, and they might say this and that and the third about it. But as long as my parents, something my parents can be all right with, that means the most to me. Because I would never want to do anything that would make them feel bad or make them feel embarrassed.
Now I gotta ask you, Kiki. Now I got kids every age, so I got kids your age. My oldest daughter, 23, just graduated from college at LSU. Congratulations to her.
Yes,
my son is 19. Have you ever wilded out? Because we didn't see it if it happened. Did he just go, you know what? I am making the money around here.
You are hilarious. You are hilarious. Well, you mean like within my family or wilding out like partying? You mean like wilding out like attitude?
Well, kind of like attitude, because I know we all party. You know,
hilarious. You are hilarious. No, as attitude, I've wilded out in attitude, but not like it's me with the money, goddammit. You know, nothing like that. Nothing like that, but usually attitude, like, I'm, you know, because my parents, when I was, nowadays cool, but when I was younger, my parents were very strict. Like, you know, especially, you know, with any of the acting kids, you can ask any of the acting kids that I know, and they would tell you I was pretty much non-existent in that life when I was from age, like, 11 to now, pretty much 17. I mean, I was just never a part of it. That my parents would never let me go to like City Walk and hang out with all the kids. And now I thank them for that, because I wasn't a part of any of the drama. Like, when anytime people go back to those memories and they're like, oh, I remember when the Fresh Crew, I remember when these people, I'm never a part of the story because I never was in there with them. And I appreciate that for, you know, the most part. But back then, it would be, and I would always be angry. And I'd be like, you know, all I do is work. All I do is work. You know, you guys never let me hang out. And then as I started going through Jackson, it would be every single day I would work, you know, only 2 days off on the weekend. And my dad would always give me, like, you know, I had to go to bed at a certain time. So I could never be on my phone. And I had to go to bed at a certain time. So it was like work, and no play. Like, if I was a normal kid in school, I would have moments where I would be able to play, and I would be able to go home, and then I would be able to, you know, then the restrictions would have made more sense. But I think it was hard for my parents to know, because it's like they didn't want to be too open, didn't want to be too closed up, but they ended up being very, very strict. But at the same time, it worked well for me, because, you know, I'm happy with the way that I turned out. But at the time, I just would be so angry, and I would be like, I want to go out, I want to hang out, I want to do stuff, I want to do that and the third. But my mom, who we want to be very protective of me, and as, you know, my dad as well. So that was, I would have to say, as far as attitude, those would be the most moments in time where I had, you know, attitudes first, where I would be angry. I may would, you know, talk back and say the wrong thing. That would be the most troubling points my parents could probably tell you that we had.
Right.
But we
all go through that, though. I mean, we all go through that. And you know what? I want to thank your parents. They did an incredible job. You're an incredible human being. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're listening to Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Kiki Palmer. Go check out her website, which is incredible. That's KikiPalmer.com. You're active on your Twitter. You got a billion followers.
Yeah.
Hit her up at Kiki Palmer. True Jackson, you completely, I think True Jackson gave you a great look in this respect, and you tell me if this is true. It kind of allowed you to grow up, because a lot of child stars don't really get a chance to grow up. They kind of get stuck in this forever, never land of being a kid. But True Jackson allowed us to look at you at post-kid, before adult, more teen. You was in the workplace. How was that for you?
I think it was good. I had fun with it, and I enjoyed it, and it was definitely a bridge in that gap, because as a movie actress, that's all I really did. And in order to keep up with my fans and grow with them, I would have to be, you know, on a TV show or something like that. And at first, I really didn't want to, because I felt I would stop being taken this seriously. But after I did it, I realized it was one of the best moves that I ever made. You know what I mean? When I think about it was the best decision. But then I was kind of like iffy about it. But now I know that it was the right thing to do.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Kiki Palmer. Now, we talked to Kiki Palmer, the actress. Can I speak with Keke Palmer, the producer, for a couple seconds?
Oh yes, oh yes.
Who is Keke Palmer, the producer? You hooked up with Nick Cannon. This movie is out today. Nickelodeon is called Rags. I watched the trailer. It looks incredible. You look completely beautiful. Tell me about
this
movie.
Well, the movie is pretty much your classic take on the classic fairy tale Cinderella story, but it has a different twist on it. You know, in this one, I'm actually the prince, but I'm a pop princess. And the guy is actually playing the Cinderella role with two evil stepbrothers and stepfather. And we have the whole soundtrack that's produced by Rodney Jerkins. And me coming on as a business project, Nick Cannon approached me, just really wanted me to bring that youth authenticity to the script. And, it was just a mutual respect. Of course, I love Nick Cannon. I grew up watching him. And it was just cool to see him reaching out there and wanting to help me take it to that production level and development level. And so I immediately jumped on the project. And, it was hard at first because being a kid in an adult role is very difficult for me to take on because it changes the dynamics. And I can feel easily disrespectful, you know what I mean?
So it's weird.
Tell people, I don't want this, I want you to do this, and I don't like this, and this is what it needs to be, without feeling like I'm pushing the envelope. So it took a minute for me to get comfortable in that role and to know, this is my job, I'm in this position, and I have to say what I like and what I don't like so it can get done the way that I need it to be done.
Go get it, girl. Kick it. You're not a game. Okay, now. I've been on the music because I got girls. So we fans of Keke Palmer in this house. First of all, just be honest. I'm gonna keep it real. I got five girls. They all love you. So the song, The One You Call, that's my favorite. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because whoever the little boy in the video, his name is Rocky. And I said, this is my favorite song. Just on that. Hang on for me once 3 minutes and 6 seconds because I need to play my favorite song. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Keke Palmer, and the name of it is The One You Call.
So you think you can just call me like this? No, not me. So you went through your
my God.
Man, such an incredible song. And I'm so impressed that vocally you're dope, because, like, some people, you know, just start singing and you'd be like, okay, yeah, you might not want to really do that. But you are very, very awesome. If you could pick, you obviously have a choice. Everybody don't have a choice. If you could pick from your real passion, your real love, whether that be acting or singing or something else, if you had to do one thing, which thing would that be?
That's too hard. I don't know what. Okay, maybe I would pick singing, because with singing I could still act. You know, a lot of times singers end up being in movies anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be able to do both. Like, you know, if I was just a singer, then I'm sure one day I'd be acting in a movie, singing or doing something. So if I had to choose, then I would maybe do singing. But I don't want to ever have to choose, because, you know, singing ain't going right, I can go to my acting. If acting ain't going right, I can go to my singing. It's just the perfect little balance.
Hey, you know, you just gonna make your own rules for the question. I love it, though, because I heard Jamie Foxx say this one time. He said, what if what I have to be is everything? And so I think that's a great thing. Maybe your thing is everything. I got a caller coming on the line. These young ladies said they want to talk to Keke Palmer. Let me see if I can get them on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Rodney Perry Live. Who is this?
Rihanna Perry.
Rihanna Perry? you trying to sneak and call a Keke?
Yeah.
Oh, they upstairs. Wilding out, Keke.
Yeah.
Hi, girl.
This is my 9 and my 11-year-old, Rain and Rihanna. Say hi to Miss Keke.
Hi.
How are you, girl?
Good.
Good.
Do y'all have a question for Keke?
Is it good working on your movie with the boy?
Okay,
yeah.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. We actually, that was our first thing ever together, and I had met him during the auditioning process, and it was a lot of fun. He's a really good dancer, and it's good when you work with people that are excited and want to do well, because they, you know, it makes you even more amped. So he's a lot of fun.
Cool. Awesome.
Cool. All right, ladies, y'all get on out of here.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye. I love you. Bye bye.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Yeah. Wait. They're yelling in my house, Keke. You have no idea what you just did for me. Thank you.
Oh yes,
favorite.
I love that.
Yeah, so man, the music is jumping off. The videos are incredible. You're working in the studio with Rodney Jerkins, and I understand you're working on a project right now.
Yes, I am. I'm working on my mixtape, and then also I have Ice Age 4 Continental Drift coming out. That comes out on July 13th.
Wow, what don't you do? Are you an athlete too? Do you play basketball, volleyball?
Well, actually, I'm getting ready to join, you know, the NFL.
That
would be unbelievable if I was really out there trying to be Michael Vick.
Wait a minute, I've seen you throw the football before, so I believe in it.
Long shot.
I see long shots. I was like, Keke can actually throw the ball. Because, you know, a lot of times a little girls throw like girls. And you didn't throw like no girl. I was like, you must have either had a really good coach or a great dunk.
I did. My coach really was off the hook, though.
Okay. So I mean, you get to play all of these great people. You get to live this incredible life. What does Keke do when it's just you and your girls and y'all having fun?
Oh, we have a lot of fun hanging out, you know, watching videos, watching, you know, Cold Case, anything, talking crazy talk, looking at the guy.
Well, okay, question I want to know. What's y'all word? Because my daughter, she's 16. Everything is fire now. Everything is like fire, but, you know, all
yeah,
that daddy,
my
that's
cousin
fire.
Sees that.
I'm like, what's the word? What's Kiki them word?
We always say yes. Yes, honey, yes.
Yeah.
We always do that. My girlfriends always tell me I'm a drag queen on the inside.
Hilarious.
They do, because I'm always like, yes, girl, yes. You better work, girl. Ow. Like, I always do that.
Hilarious. Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. We're talking to Rodney Perry Live, and we're talking to Miss Kiki Palmer. Kiki, thank you so much for coming on. Tell your mommy I said thank you for allowing you to come on. I know she don't play. You know, and y'all from my hometown, y'all, you know, the Chicago area.
Yes.
How has Chicago as a location, as a place, influenced who you are, who we see on the screen?
I think Chicago is a huge influence musically on a lot of people. Like, Chicago has a lot of talent that people don't even know about. I think one of the big problems is a lot of people don't leave, and if you don't leave, you can't really get out of that, you know, that world or, you know, that mindset of, you know, I don't know, it just kind of can turn into a bubble. But if you look at all the great talents that's left, like Bernie Mac or, you know, you, or you look at Kanye West and you look at R. Kelly, a lot of the people that have left and gone and, you know, got out there, got their stuff out there to outside of Chicago, if they've really turned, you know, it's been great for them. So, I mean,
yeah,
I just appreciate being from Chicago.
Yeah. I completely agree because, you know, like you say, there are so many super talented people that will never, ever leave Chicago. And you will go in the city and be like, okay, this is my next question. You in the Shy, you in the family, y'all hungry. What is a must-have for the Palmer family? Do y'all got to go to Harold's? Do y'all got to go to White Castle? Do you got to go to Giordano's? What's y'all spot?
There are a lot of different ones. Okay, we like to go to, my mom always loves to go to White Castle. I like to go to Harold's, but I also love to go to Shakey's. But the one on Halsted, the one in Markham's not good.
Right.
The one in Markham's not doing it for me. But I also like to go to, this new spot, Chicken and Waffles, Chicago's Chicken and Waffles. That spot's good, too.
Okay. See, I didn't even know about you. Just hit me to some. I'm excited. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm not going to hold you any longer. The movie is out today. It's called Rags. Not only is Kiki Palmer starring in it, playing the princess, if you will, and also producing. I'm such a big fan. Now, the soundtrack came out last week.
Yes, soundtrack did, yeah.
And so I'm sure that's killing the game right now. You do so many things well. What advice would you have for the people that are listening to this that are fans of yours, as far as, like, you know, the stick-to-itiveness and the work ethic that you've displayed over the years?
Well, if it's something that you truly love, you just have to keep working hard at it and just stay in there. And if it's a true passion, you will be able to excel in it. You can't do it for the wrong reasons because it just doesn't go. You just go right in there, and you're not going to be truly happy. So if it's something that you really love to do, then you have to stick with it and work hard and not lose focus.
Wow. Hey, thank you, Kiki. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. You're an awesome human being. I can't wait to see you face to face. You are the stuff that superstars are made of.
Thank you so much.
I love it. God bless this, and have a great rest of the day.
God bless you. All right.
Bye-bye. All right, y'all, that my girl Kiki Palmer, she did her thing, and you know what? I'm not going to let Kiki go completely without giving y'all this right here. This is from the movie Rags. It's called Perfect Harmony with Kiki Palmer and my man Max Snyder.
Friends that finish each other's sentences. much in common with me.
Now I can look into your eyes all day and just say,
sometimes in your lifetime, you look and you search for someone just to care.
Look around and it was there, and we didn't need to go nowhere.
When I can think of what would you say?
Hey, y'all, this is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We'll be right back. What's up, world? Thanks for tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Don't forget to follow Rodney on Twitter, at Rodney Perry. And for all your Rodney Perry updates, text Rodney Perry with no spaces to 41411. That's Rodney Perry. Mash that thing together and text it to 41411. Now, back to the show.
It's Rodney Perry.
What's up, y'all? It is your boy, Rodney Perry. Another big shout-out to Kiki Palmer, such an awesome young lady, and thank you to her family. And check that show out today. It's called Rags. It's a wonderful show. Nickelodeon has put it on. And not only is Kiki acting, but she's also producing. Now, you can't do Memorial Day. You can't remember our fallen soldiers without, you know, some barbecue. And I don't know how that became an integral part of this day. But let's take some time out, man, and really shout out some of those young ladies and young men that we have lost and anybody that served. So I want y'all to take right now, give me a call. This is Rodney Perry. Call me up, 718-305-6383. Let me know about your father, your sister, your brother that served for our country, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. I myself, I served in the United States Navy from 1990 to 1998. It was a great time in my life, and so I want to hear from y'all today. If you got somebody that served, give me a call, 718-305-6383. This is your chance to shout them out. It's Rodney Perry Live, baby. I'm going to the line. You're on the line, Rodney Perry Live, 979. You're probably just listening, but we all got somebody in our life to serve for our great country, United States of America. Hello. I'm coming to you, Bay Area. You on Rodney Perry Live. Bay Area 415, you on Rodney Perry Live. You got anybody that served? Hello. I want to shout out my boy, man, Joseph Bowens. We lost him a few years ago. Good guy, man, really good guy. We was in the, you know, in New Orleans. I was stationed in New Orleans from 1990 to 1994, and this was one of my best buds, man, and a good man, man, good man. I remember he came and got me one day. So we used to shoot dice in the barracks, okay? I'm just be honest with you. We shoot dice in the barracks. And so I'm in there shooting dice. Now, this back, I'm telling you, when a lot of money was like $250, you was balling with $250. So I'm in the barracks. I'm gambling. Lose my whole card note, right? It's terrible. I'm feeling bad. I'm looking at that sad look. If you ever lost money, you know that sad look the person has. I got that sad look on my face. I'd have lost my money, and Joe came in the room. He looked at my face and said, "You all right, Rod?" You know, because Joe was a big guy, big, huge human being. And I'm like, "Joe, I'm good, man. I'm good." He said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I lost my car, no, lost all my money." He said, "Well," he said, "you think you can get it back if you have some money?" I said, "Man, I know I could." He put $500 in my hand. Let me tell y'all something. I got back on that dice game and got to killing them dudes. And this is the thing. I don't know if you ever played dice with regular people, but what happens is if you win and they won't let you leave, But I'm with Joe now. Ain't nobody going to tell Joe he can't leave. So sure enough, they was looking at me crazy. And me and Joe walked out of there with probably about $1,500. So shouts out to Joe Bowens, man, United States Navy, gone but not forgotten. This is Memorial Day, y'all. And you can't do this day. And you got to take the time out to shout out our fallen soldiers. And I got to go. I'm going to my Twitter feed. I got to shout out this lady, Crystal Flanders. Crystal Flanders is an awesome human being. I don't think we've met face to face, but man, when I tell you this lady never fails to shout Rodney Perry out. You are officially a member of the Rodney Perry Pack, Crystal. You're awesome. Thank you so much, man. You know what I love about Crystal? I love your avatar because it looks so happy. Every time I see you on my timeline, I'm like, this girl is off the chain. Shouts out to Twyla Johnson. Twyla Johnson, awesome lady. So even if you can't hear me, Brandon Johnson, Chi-Town, I see you, brother. If you got anybody in your family that served this country, man, hit me up. Shouts out to Brian K.G. Fowler. Brian K.G. Fowler, thank you for hitting my Twitter feed today. And what I'm doing, man, is this Memorial Day. And I could be out there standing over that grill sweating. But I'm not going to do it today. I know my mom tried to hit me up, tried to give me this real. I'm not going to do it today, man. Actually, I'm a little slightly under the weather. And so I'm just going to relax today. I'm going to relax. I'm going to chill. So with that, I'm not going to hold y'all all day today. Today's show was awesome. Kiki Palmer, look for the archive of this show because this is a really good show today, man. This young lady is awesome. And tell somebody about Rodney Perry Live. Tell somebody. My website, RodneyPerry.com, and my Twitter, I'm at Rodney Perry. Tweet me, you understand? Tweet me. Let me know what you think about the show. Let me know ways you think we can get better. You know what? And you never know, because Rodney Perry, I got a new song that's about to come out. Y'all don't know about this. Y'all got to hit me up. Yeah. I'm at Rodney Perry. Said I'm at Rodney Perry. I'm at Rodney Perry. Where you at? I'm at Rodney Perry. I'm at Rodney Perry. I'm at Rodney Perry. Where you at? Hit me on my Twitter, on my Facebook. My name is Rodney, and I will stay stuck. And you know that I won't quit. My name is Rodney Perry, and I'm full of chin. Yeah. I'm at Rodney Perry. I'm at Rodney Perry. I'm at Rodney Perry. Oh, yeah. Hey, look.